It's October. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Steve Jones and Scott Sievers.
This is the time of year when the aspens turn into their fiery colors. So we thought we'd come up to the Boulder Mountain Park and see how they're doing. We're in Upper Gregory Canyon, and here's a small grove of aspens. Scott, what are you seeing here?
The leaves, instead of changing, they're browning out. They're turning a crisp, crunchy, damaged color.
That one's almost black. And this is a sign of sudden aspen die-off. Scientists think this is caused by a variety of pathogens and predators, including wood borers, aspen bark beetles, clearwing moths, and some fungi, all of which are in the ecosystem all the time.
Aspen tend to harbor the most number of pathogens in the forest.
I think one reason they grow at such high elevations is there are fewer of the pathogens there, and they can set their leaves really quickly and photosynthesize enough to get through the winter, even at elevations up to about 10,000 feet.
But what's making these pathogens become more pronounced and work harder on these aspen?
That's global warming. Well, here's a leaf that's completely black. So this leaf is dead. You know, they say these aspen trees, they just starve because they're under attack. What they do is they seal up their leaf pores to resist the pathogens, but then they're not photosynthesizing anymore and they're not creating enough food so they can get through the winter. There's a bigger aspen grove about a half mile up here in Long Canyon. It's kind of famous for all the bear claw marks on the aspen bark. So let's go up there and look for bear claw marks, but let's see how they're doing.
Sure.
So we're up in Long Canyon now, which is a little shadier and wetter than Upper Gregory Canyon. And these trees are up to, I would say, 40 or 50 feet high. These are mature aspens with that wonderful white bark. If you look at this biggest aspen below us, you can see a lot of bear claw marks. Black scars in the bark.
Not only grips, where the bear got at least five toes into the wood and gave a really solid foothold, we're also seeing where it struggled a little bit and actually made a scratch. Long black streaks along the aspen where the claws didn't quite catch in and it slid a little bit.
You can see bear claw marks all the way up from the ground, I would say up to 20 feet off the ground where the bear has climbed that tree.
And you can see where the bark has been pulled out and broken off.
I think one reason bears like aspen so much is they're full of bugs. You know, you can just open up the bark and get beetles. Scott, to my mind, these aspens look a little healthier. I think I'm still seeing quite a bit of diseased leaves.
They're just browning out rather than changing their characteristic fall gold color.
To lose the color of aspen in the Boulder Mountain Park, which we seem to be doing, is really sad. I think what's going to happen is we're going to keep the aspen, but it's going to be migrating upslope. The other thing we need is more fire, because this aspen is totally fire-adapted. The combination of fire and less global warming would be really good for these aspens.
Steve Jones and Scott Sievers are friends and Boulder naturalists.